Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly trip backstage to meet the people in the performing arts here right here in Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and download old episodes of Stage Talk or subscribe to our podcast. Today we have people from Cyrano's Theater Company. They are midstream with their production of Orson's Shadow by Austin Pendleton. The show opened on March the 9th and runs through April the 1st in their sort of new space over on the old Out North facility onto Bar Street. And we have three people from that show. We have the director, Dave Dahl. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
We also have two of the actors from the show, David Haynes, who's playing the part of Orson Welles. Welcome to the show, David.
Hello, Stephen.
We also have Stephanie Saddam, who's playing the part of Vivian Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stephen, darling.
And if those two names, Orson Welles and Vivian Lee, sound like they've been used before, it's because they are playing actual famous people, historical characters. And the Orson's Shadow refers to Orson Welles. I'm going to start with Dave Dahl, the director, just to give us kind of a brief summary of this play. What's going on and why are Orson Welles and Vivian Lee gracing our stage here in Anchorage, Alaska?
Well, it started as a what if. Austin Pendleton heard about this story that Orson Welles and Laurence Olivier worked together on a production of Eugene Ionesco's Rhinoceros. And it was notoriously troubled. The funny thing is when you look at their lives, and you look at the biographies, it fills up like one sentence. I mean, that it was a troubled production. And then you find out nothing else about it. So Pendleton wondered, what would that have been like? Orson Welles and Sir Laurence Olivier, two absolutely opposites in so many ways in how they worked and how they created. And Vivian Lee comes into this because it's at the end of her marriage to Sir Laurence Olivier, and he's already started seeing someone. He's seeing another member of the Royal Court Theater, Joan Plowright, who is a much more stabilizing influence on Sir Laurence, and she's trying to get him, as Orson says so beautifully, to step forward into the modern age. Mm-hmm. Because Olivier was known for his classic romantic films. He was known for, you know, Wuthering Heights. He was known for Pride and Prejudice. He was known for Hamlet, which is, I have a love-hate relationship with that movie. In fact, Orson describes it as a bad Joan Crawford movie at one point. And he's right. His Richard III, you know, he's known for these classic roles. And he needs to take a step forward. He needs to move forward with his career. And Orson Welles is stuck or heading losing ground in his. And so the theater critic Ken Tynan gets the idea of putting these two guys together to get them to work together on this French absurdist play, which, you know, for 1960 was a big deal. It was a new art style. It was a new way of moving these two guys forward.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm going to get to David and Stephanie in a moment here, but the play Rhinoceros by Ionesco is an absurd, bizarre play where everybody in the town turns into a rhinoceros.
Yes.
And I wondered if that had anything to do with the style of the play, but you're just saying it was as a historical context.
Yeah, well, also, Olivier is gloriously unprepared for what that means, stepping into the realm of theater of the absurd. And weirdly enough, Orson gets it in a way that Larry doesn't, but Orson doesn't know how to communicate with Larry because they're two absolutely opposing styles. Orson is very intuitive and very intellectual, and Olivier is painstakingly detailed and physical and oriented about the environment around him. And the two together, they never fail more than when they're being nice to each other.
I bet. Let's go to David Haynes, who's playing the part of Orson Welles. Tell us about approaching this character. And maybe for those in the audience who kind of remember the name Orson Welles but don't necessarily remember who he was, tell us a bit about that character and how you're approaching that character.
Well, he's famous, of course, for a movie he made when he was 26, Citizen Kane, which haunted him the rest of his life, which is one of the themes of this play. One of his lines is, am I to be remembered for a play that I directed from my high chair? And He made several other movies, which I watched a couple of them, which I had not seen before, like Touch of Evil, which really was ahead of its time. It's magnificent. It opens with a 3.5-minute shot, no cuts. But he was an actor, a director. He produced. And as Dave said, he's in the downslope of his career, or he's in a downslope. And he's trying to find a way to start upsloping. And his friend Ken Tynan brings him together with Olivier after much discussion.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned that, you know, his greatest triumph was as a young man. But that's considered as one of the maybe one of the top movies ever made.
It's been rated number one by, I can't remember if it was the American Film Institute or one of them was the greatest movie of all time.
And how do you top that?
Exactly.
And he tried, didn't he?
I can't remember the line that Ken says about, it's about once you're established as a living genius, you're bound to disappoint or something like that. It's very close to that. Yeah. And he's always trying. He's fighting that all of his life.
And we see that today with celebrities, don't we? We see some great names of people who've done some great work, and they can never live up to the last movie they made.
Exactly.
Which is amazing. So, Stephanie Sadam, you're playing the part of Vivian Leigh, who's also another famous person in the world of film and theater.
Yes.
Tell us about her character and about how you are perhaps approaching that character.
Well, her character, very much a person, was quite high and low by this point in time in her life. So a lot of ups and downs, very turbulent in her mind and otherwise in her life at this moment. Her husband's leaving her for another woman. She finds out during the play. It's one of those things where you have two highly contrasting scenes where, she's in the garden, there's, a little bit of peace, she's expecting a call from her husband, she's still, going through electroshock therapy at this time, she's very much manic depressive, and she's getting ready for her performance in New York, and then you have this just explosion when she comes back on stage where, she is confronting the other woman. She is confronting everybody in the room, and she is trying to do it in a way, very much Vivian Leigh style, classy. But she's also crazy.
Oh, no.
So, and she's fighting that very much. She doesn't want to be crazy, but she is. And the struggle is so beautifully painful. Identifying parts of my life with what she's gone through, is kind of what I pull from a little bit, and then very much preparing my energy to kind of match, all of the, ups and downs that her energy experiences on stage.
Yeah, one of the pre-show rituals is a brief electroshock therapy for
Stephanie. Yes, darling. Well, which Orson likes to distribute himself personally.
Well, before we go there, I want to just remind our audience, you're listening to Stage Talk. We're talking about Cyrano's Theatre Company's production of Orson's Shadow, written by Austin Pendleton, currently running and going to April the 1st, my guests. The person who's getting the shock therapy is Stephanie Sadam, playing Vivian Leigh. David Haynes, apparently the person who's giving the shock therapy, playing Orson Welles, and Dave Dahl, the director of the show. That was a joke, obviously.
Obviously,
it must have come from something.
Now go grab a horse fence before the show,
Stop it.
Yes,
but it sounds like you guys are really getting into your characters. I mean, when you play an historical character, there's always that challenge of imitation versus, an organic portrayal. And I assume both of you, being fine actors, how are you doing it from any kind of – how are you going outside in or inside out? David, go ahead.
I guess inside out. I didn't study Orson Welles a lot before. I didn't try to imitate his voice or anything. I tried to imitate his voice – rhythms, and I lower my voice because he had a lower voice.
He had a very famous voice.
Yes, he did, and I couldn't imitate that.
No,
for
you can't,
2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm nothing. I don't think I'm much like Orson Welles. His ego is gigantic. Mine is just merely large. So. No, but. It helps. The writing is wonderful. Austin Pendleton. He worked with Orson in a couple of movies. I don't know how well he knew him, but he knew some of his friends, so he's had some input there. The writing is wonderful. And now that we are in the middle of it, we have an audience that gives that feedback. We were so well prepared. Dave did a great job to getting us to the point that I think we need an audience a couple of days before we actually got one. You know how that goes, mm-hmm. having been in the theater.
Yeah.
And so when we got an audience, it just kind of bumped it up a couple of notches, because you hear people say that one line is Sean, the character that is kind of the avatar for the audience.
He's the one fictional character.
Right, exactly. Right. He says something. I say to him, how do you get like Citizen Kane? And he says, what? And you can hear people in the audience go, oh, like, who wouldn't know Citizen Kane?
And that man is not long for his job.
So it's – and there's a lot of a nice – as always, people laughed at places I had no idea they were going to laugh. So it's good to get that kind of feedback. So,
well, the one question I had before the show was asking Dave Dahl, the director, is does the show depend upon the audience knowing who these historical characters are? Because they were – one time were very famous. I know growing up, Laurence Olivier was probably the most famous actor around, but sometimes over time those names kind of fade. Is the audience dependent upon knowing who these people are, or do the large ego of David Haynes overcompensate for that?
I don't know what he's talking about, though, because if anything, this man is one of the most giving actors on stage.
Oh, no, he is. We kid David.
I get that. But no, for me, yes, it's people that have been famous at one point. But if you spend any time in theater, whether as a long-term audience member or whether as a director or whether as an actor or whether you work the crew, you will find that you know every single personality in that room. The dependable but a little goofy and intellectually challenged stagehand, you know.
What, Sean?
The bipolar, leading lady.
Who is
the drama queen?
So we haven't talked about Joan Plowron
with a touch of diva. Yeah. In there.
So Danielle Rabinovich plays Joan Plowron.
Right,
it was more of a stabilizing force. You're talking about.
Oh, very much so. She's the play's Prozac. I mean, yeah, she provides,
and she does it wonderfully. By the way, she is really a center kind of for all this stuff swirling around her.
Well, Stephanie, how do you relate to Joan as a character, Vivian? Do you have scenes with her where your contrasting personality just creates sparks on the stage?
Yes.
Funny you should mention that.
Weird. In life, they were both actresses, and Vivian, I think, admired some of the work that Joan had done, but she's very much surprised to find that she is the other woman. And that discovery is made apparent when she meets with her on stage.
I'm going to have to stop you right there.
No worries.
The audience come back and find out what really happens.
Baby.
We're just about
out
of time, I have to say. Sorry, but I want to take this last moment to thank my guests, Stephanie Sadam and David Haynes and Dave Dahl. Thank you for coming by to talk about Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Orson's Shadow by Austin Pendleton, running through April the 1st at their new space on DeBar Road. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.